now all you can do is keep trying and see what works and go from there. The printer may print it really good and it may not on the other hand, and sometimes you just have to juggle the temperature a little bit and the feed, how fast you go. But yeah, all you do is keep trying. This is a hobby, it's not a job, so you don't have to have it the fastest or nothing else. It's just get her done and get her done smoothly and everything else. So I found out that I had slicer settings that could vary layer height as the print progressed in different areas. So I have never tried that out, so I'm going to give that a try in one of my prints here soon.
Yeah, were you looking for on your Centuri Carbon for the color unit for that? Because I see now they've announced basically there's not going to be, they haven't came out totally and said not, but all indication is they're not going to deliver a color unit for that initial carbon model.
Yeah, I wasn't looking to have one on that. I don't do that much with color change, and if I do, I'm going to buy a unit with it. Now, the Centuri Carbon 2 does have that on it, and I still don't care for that MMU on there. And so there are other availability for that, and I could actually put one on my Prusa printer if I wanted as well.
Yeah, I just wonder. They said there was a lot of people who bought it because, you know, the price is $399 for that printer, and they listed right off the bat that a multicolor printer, you know, unit would be coming for it, and now it looks like it isn't, but they still haven't ruled it out because just indication from a couple of YouTubers that read the PR release for it. Basically, it sounds like the whole motherboard would need to be replaced because it doesn't have the capability. And then some of the earlier models didn't have the jack on the back to attach the color unit, where some of the later models got upgraded with it, and the LED light got updated with it, and a few other things. So I was looking at possibly getting one of those just for a single color. But when Bamboo put their sale on, I got just the A1 to run single color, and that's what I've been doing. So while I'm doing multicolor, I can be doing a single color part of my print on that one and the multicolor on the other one. And like I said, I got a bunch of gifts and things I'm trying to get together for Christmas here, and then my wife threw in that friend of hers wanted some snowflakes. So in between things yesterday when I got time, I on the other printer, the A1, I was printing snowflakes. So that's why I wanted the white PLA, the cheap stuff, to print snowflakes with, so I wasn't using my good Bamboo stuff to print just snowflakes, but that didn't turn out. I didn't get it, so. All right, Rick, we'll talk to you on the net tonight, and I'm just pulling into the driveway here in about 10 seconds, so we'll talk to you later. KC8YBF with KC8POA.
Okay, Ron, like I said, I'm hoping to make the net tonight. Practice is going to get out. It's going to be close to 9, I know that. So we'll talk to you later. KC8BOA.